middle of helping Doug.
Irrigation.
First thing we need to figure out is what he's doing specifically when he says he's running the system manually. You can run the controller manually, which will electrically actuate the control valves, or you can run the valves manually at the valve. If you run the valves manually at the valve, you're not testing the electrical side of the system. So we could easily have a solenoid, which is the electric part of the valve that's failed. We could have a wiring connection, which is most likely the wires or the controller itself could be defective. So we need to do some troubleshooting to isolate the problem. Really, if you're able to run the system electrically with the timer, if you can run it manually at the timer, then your timer's probably fine. And it would most likely be a programming mistake. So go back and reset things, read the manual, start from square one again. If you're running it manually at the valve, but it will not run with the timer, you've got a timer or electric issue. And at that point, it's time to get out the multimeter and get out and do some troubleshooting.
We appreciate the call, Doug. Hope that gives you a little direction on where to start and isolating where that issue is. We go to Nick in Sun City. He wants to talk citrus. Welcome, Nick.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem. I have a grapefruit tree that doesn't have any fruit on it.
Grapefruit tree without any grapefruit. I think I know this one.
Time to go to Safeway.
depending on the age. Citrus does not produce fruit on new growth. It takes a year or two, and we've had a couple bad freezes, so he could have easily had this frozen back, and the new...
Till next year.
The new, yeah.
Right, right.
The new growth is coming on, but it's not mature enough yet to produce your fruit. I heard that one.
So we'll get a report next year.
Jay answered that about 10 times, I think, this summer.
Right.
So give us the report next year, Nick, and good luck with your grapefruit. What's your favorite type of... Because there's so many different. I mean, there you got your ruby reds. You've got.
I've got a weird one at home. It's a limequat.
Limequat.
Kind of interesting. Kind of it functions as a lime replacement, but it's a little bit like a kumquat. You can eat the seeds and everything. A little sour though. I had my neighbor take a whole bag home though and make mixed drinks with it. So.
And were that
being very resourceful.
Did he share?
It was her and yeah, actually, I got one.
Was it worth it?
It was pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Jason in Phoenix, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Hey, about 2 years ago, I had my lawn resodded.
Okay.
And in my front area, I have a giant mesquite.
Okay.
I told my landscaper that I wanted a really good shade-tolerant grass, but I believe he just put in a hybrid Bermuda.
There is...
I'm sorry.
There is one hybrid available. It's new. It's called TIFF Grand, and we have been using it in some shady areas. It is more shade tolerant, and it does say that it will grow in shade. It's something I am keeping an eye on, and I'm talking about it now because we've had some successes with it. In general, we still, if we're going to have a Bermuda grass lawn of any kind, we want to really have some good sun there. I mean, the lawn just looks that much better. Anytime you get into the shade, things get straggly and thin, and it just doesn't look as nice. So there's one item out there, TIFF Grand, that may be a possibility, but really, we still, as a landscape designer, just try to avoid shade and Bermuda.
Now, I don't see TIFF Grand being available anywhere. It sounds like a pretty specialty item you got to go searching for.
This is more of a professional thing, and it's something you're going to want to contact the growers. We do have our friends over at Evergreen Turf. They do sell it.
Okay.
That's a sod farm.
All right. So, Jason, give that a look. It sounds like you might be messing with... Sure. No, it'll grow in the shade. Yeah, I'll get this for you.
For a couple of months.
Uh-huh. Recapping our tip of the week, just make sure you are taking time to make sure your irrigation is running.
Get out there, check it, look for problems. If you've had anything blow over in the storm, go out and see that no lines got broken or anything like that. It's just time to get out, evaluate your water settings. We're coming up on a time period where we can start backing off the waterings a little bit. If we have a really good monsoon, we can skip a watering or two. So go save water and go save money and go save time and keep an eye on the sprinklers.
And we do have time to revitalize a little Bermuda before we turn it into the...
It's going to be there next year, so let's fix it now.
And that's something that you created a little bit of work for me. You're like, well, if you don't do anything, like you said, it'll be there in the spring. But you have that much more work to do
in the spring.
So go ahead and
fix it now,
fertilize.
Put it to bed, put your winter rye in, and then enjoy it next spring.
All right, very good. Bill Jenkins at Think Green Irrigation, thank you for joining us this Saturday. For anyone on hold or wasn't able to get in, how would they get you this week?
Please call me at my office. Leave a message. I'll return the call. It's 480-922-9497.
We appreciate your time. Next hour, open lines, as always, here in the 9 o'clock hour at Rosie on the House. Anything and everything having to do with house, home, castle, or cabin, with the exclusion of most landscape questions.
A lot. We got a lot to cover today.
We do.
A lot to cover and today. Then the Y'all stay tuned.
The 10 o'clock hour, it's Rosie's ideal house. What has 40 years of building in Arizona taught him, and what that perfect house for the desert climate looks like.
I was putting a plan together of what this house would look like, and then someone built one in our neighborhood. Watching it go up was like watching a fine-tuned, rehearsed orchestra. It was absolutely one of the most beautiful building experiences I've ever seen, and it is Rosie's favorite house.
Excellent. We'll be talking about that in the 10 o'clock hour. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. Appreciate y'all joining us.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.